You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Dana Remedios, and she is a BC-based holistic nutritionist. We've been talking about stress and getting our nutrients in. You were talking about iron and some of the ways that we could see that we were deficient in iron, like cold hands, cold feet, dry skin. And I immediately thought, wow, that sounds like thyroid. Is there any kind of connection between iron and thyroid?
Well, both of them can make you feel tired, and yes, when you're feeling hypothyroid, oftentimes that can downregulate your ferritin, which is your storage form of iron. So if one's down, often the other one is down, and both of them will make you feel tired and cold, and give you a hard time concentrating as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of similar symptoms.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it feels horrible to be iron deficient, like fatigued and uncomfortable. How long does it take to bring those stores back up if you're using a vegetal iron tonic, say like Floradex or Floravit?
Well, usually you'll see the difference right away. People can feel the difference often within a few days. But if you really want to replace the amount of iron that you've lost and get it into a good place and rebuild those iron stores so you've got a bit of a cushion, you should probably take it for several months. So if you're very anemic, you might need to even double that and take it up to half a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because you're taking it like it's a plasmolyzed yeast, it is a food base. Is there any concern at the little shots morning and evening to ever get too much iron?
So actually, the amount of iron that we can take before we get into a dangerous place is a fair amount. So a lot of the pharmaceutical-based irons will contain quite a bit more than these natural liquid tonics would contain, and it's really, even though it's got less than the ones at the pharmacy and is safer for you, you're absorbing all of it, so it's not just staying in your digestive tract. So it's a lot safer than actually taking larger doses, but you're still absorbing everything that you get. So there's no concern for people to try a bottle, even if they haven't gotten a blood test, for example.
Right, and there's no concern with digestive issues or constipation with this kind of iron either.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really like about it, because that will often make someone drop completely off of a program with minerals, is that it can affect their digestion. So these are a lot easier in the digestive tract, and most people don't have any problem with them at all.
Hmm. Yeah. Dana, let's talk about like our bone support and the muscles that hold our bones together. And if we start to feel achy in the bones or the muscles, some ways to just really nourish and feed that system.
For sure. So a lot of people do get achy, you know, in the legs, especially when they go to sleep and that kind of thing. That can be caused by lots of different things. It can be iron, calcium, magnesium, or even vitamin D. But a lot of us aren't getting enough magnesium. That's a good place to start. And calcium is something that, in particular, if you're not consuming certain types of foods like dairy products, it's often something that we're not absorbing well, even if we are consuming dairy products. So it's good to get enough of those things together, the vitamin D, the magnesium, and the calcium, to make sure that things are getting into the bones. A lot of people don't know that bone mineral density is really dependent on all the micronutrients. So you don't just want to take a calcium. You really want to look at your whole nutrient status. Like even iron, for example, if you're low in that, you won't be able to absorb your vitamin D. And if you don't have your vitamin D, you won't be able to absorb calcium, and it's all connected. So
they really work like a symphony, all the vitamins and minerals that they need each other to actually do their job.
Absolutely, yeah. And another thing is that we need to be in a good state with our antioxidants, because if we have oxidative stress, we're not going to build bone in that state. It can actually cause inflammation, and that can break down bone. So we always want to be making sure that we're eating a lot of colorful foods, and that those are supplying a lot of antioxidants for us, and we're taking care of ourselves that way to make sure we build bone.
Yeah. So the brighter the color of the food, the better it is for you.
Certainly. Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of your favorites to keep that nutrition and keep the joy in food prep?
Yeah, I do think that it's a fun idea to include one new food every month, you know, in terms of trying something new from the produce department, just to keep things interesting. Variety is spice of life, and it can literally be a new spice that you try, and that can be really fun. I think sometimes cooking together and eating together is something that, you know, gets lost. But with all of us being at home so much, if you have anyone to cook with, I suggest that you're cooking with them while you're home. And if you live alone, try trying it over, you know, one of these video conferencing programs. I did that with some friends, and we had a really good time. So.
Oh, so you each cooked things in your own kitchens
and
shared the ideas there. Yep. Boy, the world is changing so fast, so much.
Yeah.
So with the tonics, using tonics, would you think if you're on a whole foods diet, is there anything, you know, like whole foods, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and a few tonics, is what else could you add to that in order to really round out your foods?
Well, yes, generally when you're taking your liquid tonics, the fact that they have some fruit juices or vegetables with them is actually really helpful for integrating those nutrients into the body. So mm-hmm. even a little bit of natural fruit sugar can be helpful to helping you mineralize or absorb iron or these types of nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, usually anytime I actually like to create recipes, and I want to integrate a whole bunch of different colors into the recipes, and you know, yeah, slow cooking, that's another thing that we can do. I use tonics that integrate a lot of different veggies and fruits along with minerals to really help the body, and I make sure that also along with that, that people are supporting their liver, and they're giving themselves a lot of the antioxidants so that they can also support detoxification, because detoxification and bone building and nutrient status are all connected, and that they're all dependent on getting enough nutrients. Like, the body can't carry out building or breaking down if it's deficient in nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And using the Solus food supplements, is there anybody too young or too old to ingest that, or is it the most super simple tonic in the world?
Yeah, I like the Solus Calcium Magnesium with Zinc and Vitamin D tonic, which can be for just about anybody of any age. It's really, that one in particular has more magnesium than calcium, so I don't tend to recommend it as much for kids unless they need the extra magnesium, but it's definitely good for adults who tend to be very shy in the magnesium versus the calcium. So mm-hmm. they have other tonics. Solus from Germany, they have a tonic for children, which actually has more calcium, which is great for them. But I tend to focus on ones that have a bit more of an equal balance and more the inclusion of magnesium for the adults, because they tend to need to relax their muscles and mm-hmm. they get more cramps and are a bit more stressed out, and magnesium is helpful for that.
And would there be a good time of day to take that?
I tend to recommend iron in any form in the morning, because that's when your ability to absorb it is higher, and calcium and magnesium better in the evening, which is when we need to usually wind down a bit and relax, and those are more helpful for those processes. And we're not going to absorb our iron as well in the evening, generally speaking, because we have higher levels of hepcidin at that time, which can interfere. So I usually separate them with the iron in the morning, calcium, magnesium in the evening, because the two can compete for absorption. So keeping them apart usually works best.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any ideas to avoid the excess sugar this time of year, but celebrate anyway?
Yeah, I think it's important for people to include the bitter tastes in their diet, and it helps you to resist a bit the sugar. So if you can enjoy a bitter tasting tonic, that can be one way to do it, or just keeping salad in your diet and you know, keeping that flavor in your life, that's helpful. In terms of supporting your liver, that can be also a neat tool that can help us to, you know, delay our or put off the cravings for sugar a little bit. I like to use a daily gentle detoxification liquid myself, which helps to support my body that way. Tasting it and tasting the herbs actually helps to reset the body, again, helping us to better digest our food, but also to not have such intense sugar cravings as well.
Mm-hmm. Those are good ideas. And as far as trying to keep our healthy hormones in check, is there a time to keep eating and keep feeding, or are you prone to three meals a day or intermittent fasting, or how do we nourish our adrenals and our thyroid the most during these stressful times?
I think it's important to keep sending the message to your body that if you're in a very stressed out state, it's important to keep sending the message that you're feeding the body, that it's not being deprived. And if you're slightly more advanced and healthier and you've been at it for a while, you might be able to benefit more from the intermittent fasting. So it's all dependent on where you're at in the game. If you're having a hard time just even eating three meals a day, you've got terrible sugar cravings and a lot of stress, maybe just start with having three equal meals per day that are balanced in terms of getting enough protein at that meal and you know, getting some fat and all that at each meal. Mm-hmm. And if you're kind of evolved beyond that, and that's, you know, a piece of cake for you, and you never have trouble with, you know, you never skip meals and stuff like that, you might be able to actually then advance to something like intermittent fasting, which is more of a thing that you can do when your habits are already in place. So I think it depends where you're at. Yeah.
Dana, we're just about running out of time, but can you tell us anywhere, like any websites or anything, we could learn more about those Solace tinctures and the Solace?
Oh, for sure. If you go to florahealth.com, they've got a lot of really great information there about iron. You can find out a lot about their different products, calcium and magnesium, and a lot of great recipes on there, many of which were developed by myself or other, you know, BC-based holistic nutritionists, which are, helpful for staying healthy. And you can also check out my website, Healthy Wealthy Habits, which has some other recipes as well.
Wonderful. Dana, thanks so much for coming on our show and encouraging us all to stay healthy and happy this season.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Talk to you.
We'll be right back.
Thanks.